Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The administration strongly supports the release of this declassified summary of the report.
And there it is, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest talking about the torture report that's supposed to drop on Tuesday, but whoa, might not happen till the end of the week. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And this is what the tug of war is over. Should that report be released? Dick Cheney says the CIA techniques post 9/11 were absolutely and totally justified. Waterboarding and whatever else happened had to happen. Cheney was part of the Sunday Swirl, and he talked to the New York Times as well and said he hadn't read the Senate Intelligence Committee report, 6,000 pages it is, but he's heard nothing to persuade him that the CIA's techniques that were used weren't justified in being used. Here's a little bit of that article. What I keep hearing out there is they portray this as a rogue operation, and the agency was way out of bounds, and then they lied about it. He says, that's a bunch of hooey. The program was authorized. The agency did not want to proceed without authorization. It was also reviewed legally by the Justice Department before they undertook the program. Cheney said he never thought the CIA was withholding any information from him, or for that matter, anybody else in the White House, about the nature of the program, as the report is expected to charge. That's what the report is going to say. Nor did he think the agency exaggerated the value of the intelligence that was gained from the techniques. Did the CIA mislead the White House? He says that's a crock. So this Intelligence Committee report from the Senate, in a nutshell, when it drops, is going to say, as summarizing the 6,000 pages, that the CIA overstated the results of interrogations and will conclude they didn't lead to preventing attacks that couldn't have been obtained otherwise. The former president, George W. Bush, did an interview on CNN. He also slammed the report, saying it was slanted, calling the CIA leaders instead patriots and saying any report diminishing them was off base. And Cheney went a step further to say, listen, the program's worth it. Then he says Democrats are really just trying to cover up their own involvement. It always comes back down to that, doesn't it? You're on one side and I'm on the other team. The ex-CIA chief and NSA director Michael Hayden says the torture report is going to cripple the agency and could spur on attacks. He says if it's released, it'll damage the U.S.'s relationship with allies, risk the safety of overseas personnel. He says there's no good reason to push for the report's release other than partisan politics. He says the CIA did nothing illegal and always kept the administration in the loop. It's interesting because they're fighting tooth and nail. This administration is fighting tooth and nail to prevent the release of those videos from Guantanamo showing the force feedings of the prisoners. And they've also gone to court to prevent the release of the photos of the dead body of Osama bin Laden. And now we're going to hear massive specifics, supposedly, about the enhanced interrogation techniques. So I don't get it. It is partisan politics, and that's how we roll in these United States, and isn't that the problem? Overseas personnel at this point, by the way, have been put on alert to reassess their security. So that's great. We're dumping out a 6,000-page document that has an all alert out there to tell the embassies to beef up their security and others because, you know what, it might incite violence and death. That's great. Here's what I don't understand. Isn't that the classic definition of shooting yourself in the foot? Sure, if there was nefarious things that happened and things that needed to be exposed and heads that were going to roll and people that were going to be accountable for outrageous things, by all means, dump the 6,000 pages on us. But it certainly doesn't sound like that's the case because nobody is going to be held accountable for what's in those 6,000 pages. How many interrogation techniques and how many people were interrogated? What is it that we're going to hear that's going to be mind-blowing? And here's one thing. You think of the areas, the places where these safe houses, black houses were. Well, what allies provided them and what are they going to say after the release of the report? But perhaps you think it should be released. Some things should see the light of day, and others don't do any good to anybody, and this may be one of those. Or is it necessary to release it? Now, here gives you a, let me just give you a clue on this. Secretary of State Democrat John Kerry asked Senator Dianne Feinstein, the chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, to consider the timing of the release of the report on the harsh interrogation techniques. Why worried about what that's going to do to people overseas? Worried about what kind of an impact that will have. Now, if there are things in there that are incredibly corrosive, that are just so damaging, so foul, need to be out there. You know, when you weigh the balances of it, are there things that should just be, hey, we live in a free society. This is what the government did. Legally, they had their ducks in a row, according to the Justice Department, so nobody's going to, there's nothing that can happen to anybody at this point. And this is it, world, and we're just telling you. And this is why we rolled it back, because we didn't think this was the proper thing to do. Or does it just lead to more push-pull? It's going to lead to more conversation about the United States saying one thing and doing another, that's for sure. Oh, we live by the rule of law, but then look at all these descriptive details of what happened to this prisoner and that prisoner. And wasn't it Khalid Sheikh Mohammed that led, ultimately, us to Osama bin Laden? His driver, remember the whole driver scenario? So I'm saying, what do you think, America? Fair or foul? Would you release it? Say, eh, release it. Or no, maybe we don't need to see this report. I bet you it's going to be redacted to the 10th degree. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We can count on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Another version of We Can Count, and where do we start in the We Can Count department? Because it's all about the numbers, that's for sure. How about this? One president for one talk show host. Did you hear about this? Yep, President Obama filling in for Stephen Colbert for a few minutes anyway on Monday. Because Colbert, of course, is the outgoing host of his show. Obama sat down for an interview with him in Washington, surprised him, and took over the taping for a segment. I know some of you aren't laughing at all. But he launched into a monologue about Obamacare, congressional Republicans, and his last 2 years in office. I think he kind of caught him by surprise when he did that, or maybe he didn't. It seemed like it anyway to me. It seemed like this was something his staff kind of sprung on him and he didn't realize it was happening. So one president for one talk show house host. This is incredibly sad. For everybody who I know, and I've been up in them small planes, says that small planes are so safe. Constantly we're hearing about, I shouldn't say constantly, but it seems as though we're hearing about small plane crashes, and especially when the plane crashes into a house, something that you have no idea it's happening, and then all of a sudden, boom. Unfortunately, 6 people were killed when a twin-engine plane crashed into a house in Gaithersburg, Maryland, killing 3 people in the plane and a mother and 2 small boys that were there. Marie Jamel and her sons. Cole was 3 and Devin, an infant, were found in the second floor bathroom of one of the houses where the plane hit. You know, then the question becomes, it happened at about 10:30-ish on Monday. They were making an instrument approach to the county airport there. So the National Transportation Safety Board looks into that. And then the plane went down about a mile from the airport, hit three houses in all. And that airport, so you know, I've actually seen that airport. It's about 25 miles outside of Washington. And it looked like it was out of control when it crashed. So, you know, whatever happened there, he was sideways and he went belly up into the house. And then, boom, sadly, just a ball of fire. Sad for a sad thing to happen for certainly all those people in that neighborhood. And what a tragic loss. You know, crazy thing for that family and just the timing of it when it happened. But like I said, you know, you hear of these plane crashes, it seems, a bunch, but, you know, that's my friend that flies will say, well, that's like saying when you walk across the street, what's the chances of that you'll get hit? How many people are hit a day walking across the street? But sad for that very, very young family. Peaceful demonstrations and then some that have gotten out of control, but certainly a lot of demonstrations across the U.S. over the lack of an indictment of a police officer in the death of Eric Garner. And another California freeway was shut down. 80 was shut down this time around. About 1,000 people were out. Right near Berkeley, they've had a bunch of protests. Some of them have turned a little wild because you have people throwing projectiles. And that's not good. But for the second night in a row, you had people that spilled onto 80, Interstate 80 in Berkeley, went through, you know, a lot of them kind of just snaked through the hundreds of cars that were trapped for hours, and cars were absolutely trapped. It was a standstill because that area, too, especially, is heavily trafficked when you look at the intersections of it on 80, so you had a lot of cars that were backed up, but the people say they wanted to weigh in, and this was their way to weigh in by protesting peacefully, but winding their way through the freeway and stopping traffic. People are still talking about the Royals and their trip to the U.S. They're in the middle of that, trying to do a little bit in this whirlwind visit of the common people, and then things that aren't so common, like being courtside, the very first seats at a Brooklyn game. And so they were there for that. Then they visited a daycare in Harlem and spent some other time with the people of New York, visiting some of the highlights in New York, and then buzzing down to Washington and actually taking a commuter plane to Washington. That would have to be very strange if you happen to be on that plane. Of course, security would be super, super thick without a doubt. That's it for this edition of We Can Count. On that note, let's take a couple. Let's go to Dan, listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Hello, Katie.
Hello.
To quote a very brilliant woman, drill, baby, drill. Sarah Palin, revenge, revenge, revenge. Take that, Obama. All of his little schemes to do this green energy crap and cost us billions and trillions of dollars is not coming to fruition. It's all going down the tubes. We now have enough oil with the fracking situation that we can take over the world market. Saudi Arabia, eat my shorts. And the rest of them, they can drop dead too. Iran, the whole crew. We have enough oil that we can supply the entire world for the next 250 years. There's enough oil in New York State, which Blasio and the governor there will not allow fracking to go on, that could turn New York into one of the wealthiest states in this nation if they would just let them do it. And we can survive on $30 a barrel in production. That's something that isn't told, but we can. And it'll get the price of gas down to just barely over a dollar a gallon. And can every dollar that we reduce the price of oil puts $1 billion into the American economy. This is the time to drill, baby, drill. And after the Republicans take over, we're going to stop that routine where we cannot export oil. And we are once again going to become the number one nation on the face of the earth with the power and the strategic oil supplies to take care of the world's needs. The rest of them clowns can pound sand. We don't have to put up with them any longer. And this is going to put a real, real bit into the Arabs and the Muslims and their little bull hockey that has been financed by oil for their terrorism campaigns. And it's going to put them back thinking about getting some bread instead of some oil, because that's what's going to hurt them. So they're not going to have time to go out and play gun-happy little thugs, because they're going to have to be worried about having enough food to survive on. Mm. And it's going to put the United States of America right back in the driver's seat. Plus, we're going to have the oil sands come to, producing, and that pipeline is going to be approved. And we can actually get a veto-proof vote on that, because the Democrats that vote against it will see the same thing happen to them that happened to Mary Landrieu. Bye, Democrat.
Yeah, boy, that's a mouthful. You heard Dan Perkins, obviously, and you heard what he said.
Yes, I did. I thought that was a brilliant, brilliant interview, and he's right on the money on all of that.
Yeah, he is right on the money on that, especially, too, I'm glad you said that about a barrel. We absolutely, we could survive that for sure and thrive on that. There's no question about it. Dan, thanks. That it would turn the economy in a much different direction, and especially what he was talking about, the politics of it and how that flips us around politically and puts us back in the driver's seat, as Dan says. And so sorry about you, OPEC, with all the money they have, the Arabs, they could go down to $10 a barrel. Of course, it would be nothing like the riches that they're getting now and the control. And then Venezuela with the oil that they have, and Russia, they'd be and are in dire straits as that continues to drop down. All right, we're switching gears, a little financial talk. Why? Because there is some confusion about the what to do when you get closer to tax time, and as you get older, as to how are you going to stretch out this money and what is the best thing to do. So one of my faves, Steve Kelly, stopping by for his weekly visit next on America Tonight.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Favorite times of the week when we get to check in with Stephen Kelly, free money guy, especially now when you think about everybody frantically running around trying to shore things up, getting ready for tax season, meaning, what about the IRAs? What can you put into it? What should you be looking at? I know that Steve told us the greatest tip ever about the Roth IRA versus the traditional or standard, because I know a lot of people that actually had a standard thinking, I'm just plopping the money in there, but what about that tax number, what's taxable when you pull it out? So without further ado, back from Mexico sporting a hot tan, virtual tan, Stephen Kelly. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hola, Kate. How are you?
Muy bien. Fun. It's really true, right? This is the time of year where at least your brain is thinking about it, because if you've got an accountant or somebody like you, the giving advice and trying to make sure you have all your ducks in a row, this is when people are starting to either think about it or do it.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, it's important to put this money away. I have mixed feelings about this. The fact of the matter is, without qualified, tax-qualified money, and when we talk about tax-qualified money, we're talking about money that gets put away and qualifies for tax deferral until you spend it. And that's the, you know, along with Social Security, for most people, that's the main source of retirement income. And without that program, most people would not have anything saved. So it's a wonderful thing from that perspective. But there are issues as well, and one of the issues is that not only do you defer the taxes when you defer your money, but you also defer the tax rates. And the taxes, when you take the money out, can create problems for people.
Yeah.
And so it sets up a kind of a strange dynamic in that your accountant, during the time that you're saving for retirement, will encourage you to put as much as you can afford up to the limits away in tax-qualified accounts so that you'll have the money later for retirement. And then you get into retirement and you go to your accountant and you say, well, what money should I spend? And the first thing they'll say to you is, well, don't spend the qualified money because it's going to cost you in taxes. So here you are told to put as much of it away as you can. And then when you need it, you're told, don't spend it. And so, you know, there's a dilemma here. And one of the I think it helps if we understand the nature of qualified money. Kate, who owns your IRA?
Who owns my IRA? Well, in my case, I have one that was rolled over from CVS that I manage, and it's I own the IRA, or the government if they tax it.
Yeah.
Me.
So most people think that they own their IRA.
Right.
You know, that it's our money. Well, let's talk about that for a minute. Let's talk about the traits of ownership. Now, if you own something, you should be able to keep it, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, have you looked at your statement lately on your IRA?
Yes.
You'll see on the statement that it is not listed under your name. It's listed in the name of a trustee for your benefit, right?
Right.
So it'll say owned by, it'll say, I don't know, TD Ameritrade.
Yeah.
For the benefit of Kate Delaney.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can't keep it. And then, you know, later on in life, if you wanted to save it and hand it off to your kids, they're going to make you spend it. So keeping it is not something you can do. But if you can't keep it, at least you should be able to lend it to somebody, right? If you
right.
own it. You
right.
could, well, no, you can't lend it. That's a federally prohibited transaction. But certainly if you can't keep it and you can't lend it, you could sell it, right? Well, no, that's a federally prohibited transaction. Well, if you can't sell it and lend it and keep it, at least you should be able to borrow against it if you own something, correct?
Uh-huh.
Well, no, that's also a federally prohibited transaction. But in the final analysis, if you can't keep it or lend it or sell it or borrow against it, you should at least be able to give it away, wouldn't you think?
Yes.
Nope. That's a federally prohibited transaction as well. So the truth of the matter is that you don't really own your IRA. You have a partner, a silent partner who's not always so silent, a partner that gets to make the rules, gets to determine how much of an interest it has in your IRA, and can make those and can make changes to that at any given time. So what you end up doing with, if you follow your accountant's advice, essentially what your accountant's saying to you is, well, don't spend the money you don't own, which is your IRA. Spend the money you do own, which is your non-qualified money, and preserve the money you don't own. Am I making sense here?
No, it totally makes sense, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you end up in a situation where you're protecting the money you don't own and giving up the money you have full ownership of to do that. And we think that that's not such a great way to do it.
Right.
So there are things you can do, and I'm just going to give you an example of one that will allow you to completely remove the taxes from this, leave it to your children upon your death if you want to, and have more money to spend during your lifetime than you would if you just took RMDs. Does that sound like a good idea, RMDs being required minimum distribution?
Yes, sounds like a great idea.
Does that sound like a good idea?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we call this the IRA 590. It's based on the section of the IRS tax code which governs tax-qualified money. That's section publication 590. And what this allows you to do is get the money out of your estate as well as double or triple your required minimum distributions and leave 100% of your qualified money to your heirs without taxes. And the way you do this, and it's a simple little thing that you do, is the first thing you do is you take your lump sum IRA and you convert it to what we call an immediate annuity. And an immediate annuity is an annuity where you're giving the insurance company all of your money, and they convert that to an income stream for the rest of your life. Now, the reason we do this is because if it's a lifetime annuity, what happens when you die to the money?
Then your family gets it. Then it's
Immediate annuity. Yeah, in an immediate annuity, when you die, the money goes away. The money dies with you.
Oh, yeah.
So what you've essentially done is killed your IRA.
Right, right.
Okay? You, at the same time that you take out the immediate annuity, you take out a life insurance policy for the amount of money that was in your IRA. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And usually the spread between what's left and what you have to pay for the life insurance is substantially more than what you would have got during your whole lifetime from your RMDs. And so what happens is you end up with much more income during the course of your lifetime, and then when you die, your IRA dies with you because that's the immediate annuity.
Mm-hmm.
And the life insurance policy comes to life and leaves all of your money tax-free to your children and your grandchildren and so forth.
It makes so much sense. Why aren't more people doing it? Because we don't know about it, right?
You don't know about it.
Mm. Oh, so it makes complete sense.
That's just one thing you can do to help, you know, alleviate some of the tax problems that you're going to have with your IRA.
Yeah, and do you advise people at a certain level of doing it? So how much money they have, is there a certain number or nah, it just depends from person to person?
Everything that we do depends completely from person to person. It all starts with the circumstances. You know, some people, for example, aren't going to want any of their money and they don't need to spend, they don't want their RMDs or their IRA money. They want to leave it to their kids.
Right.
So those people might get more life insurance than a person who, for example, really needs that money to live but wants to leave something for their kids.
Wow.
So there's always different situations in each different circumstance that determine how we structure these things.
Makes sense. Immediate annuity, boom, dies with you. And life insurance policy, that's that gap in between. It's perfect, what you need, what you're taking, and then what you leave to your heirs. It's a beautiful thing. It sounds so much better than waiting to see what's going to happen and have that chunk of money, especially the taxable kind where, as you say, we don't know what the taxes are going to be. You're deferring the tax to whatever the deferred tax rates are, and who knows, you're just deferring it. I love it. Makes complete sense.
Well, good. I'm glad. Glad I
and
can
I
help
think,
you.
I think that we're really going to shake some people up out there. All right, point us to your website.
FreeMoneyGuys.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's FreeMoneyGuys.com, and you can reach us on the telephone at 844-4-FREEMO. And, you know, I keep forgetting to mention the two books that I've written, they're on Amazon.com.
I love it. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that for sure next week, okay?
Okay, that's great.
Awesome. Go to Amazon.com. You heard what Steve just had to say. All right, Steve Kelly, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
But before we get there, let's cross paths with Grim, who's hanging on the phone line. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, Kate. You know, I love what Dan said, and I love your interview tonight. I mean, Dan had one thing wrong, and that was he said, if New York State, it's not if, Dan, it's when the new Republican candidate promises all the citizens of the state of New York 50 cents a gallon gas, and then have New Jersey refine the crude, and Chris Christie can actually get on TV and say, hey, I swear it's just a traffic crowd that's got it blocked.
Touche. He would like to take credit for that. You're right. That would put him in good graces. Are you kidding? Well,
at
people.
50 cents a gallon? Boy, the highways up there would be crowded, wouldn't they?
Yeah. And you know that's the thing. I mean, how much money does that save the answer is obviously you go family by family, and who doesn't want to pull up and pay less and create more jobs too, because then
car tags, road pavement, new highway work.
Yep.
You're right.
Yeah, and that would be very big.
Oh yeah. Hey, your old school and your new school. Always remember this, before you can have a new school, you had to have an old school.
Oh, you went to my joke-telling class, didn't you, Grim? I can tell with that one. All right, on that note, we are going to turn to, thanks, Grim, old school, new school, Matt Johnson in our virtual green room. Not really. He doesn't have a green room. He's the technical wizard, so he's in a huge plush studio right now, aren't you?
Oh, the best of the best.
That's right. Jimmy Fallon has nothing on you.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so our first old school, new school is, remember when you went to school and you had all kinds of rulers, like triangle shapes, round shapes, because you always had to make it perfect. Now they don't, kids don't even buy rulers. I mean, they sell them, but a lot of it's freehand, or you use the edge of a book if you can find a book. So the whole ruler thing has kind of been thrown out the window. I don't know. I like rulers. I like straight lines or rectangles or triangles that have the right kind of sides to them.
Well, I was always pretty inventive, so I would always use, you know, like if you had to make a straight line for a graph or something, I just used my math book for it. I didn't need a ruler. So I guess, I don't know, if that's new school, then I guess that's the way I am. I think they're both old, though.
It's using what's
around you.
Well, using what's around you, and probably now, I mean, I don't know, it just seems like most of everything that's done is done computer somehow. Something with a computer or a phone or a piece of technology, I've even seen amazing things done that are lines and whatever that are done virtually and show up on walls or paper, so that's possible too. Crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just, the new thing when I was getting into it was the graphing calculators. That came around right when I was in middle school. Everyone had one of those, and then a lot of times people were using it just to play games on, because you had these little basic programs and you could have Tetris or Snake and some other games like that. That's what I remember.
I like that. Or Snake. Tetris or Snake. Okay, so how about this? Watch calculator wristwatches or Android watch with a computer and everything else in between.
Can I choose neither? Is neither a category? I don't know. I'm more the cell phone is what I'm attracted to. I haven't worn a watch in years because the cell phone kind of replaced the watch, and now we're coming back full circle because your watch is becoming a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's smaller.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. But I'm not a big fan of wearing a watch, and I don't think I'd like having my cell phone turned into my watch either. I like just being able to pull it out and do my thing on there.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not a watch person either. I have watches. They're in boxes or someplace away. I don't wear watches, and I just don't. I don't wear watches either. I tell time by the cell phone. That's it. I mean, you know, period. End of story. It's funny because I notice people with watches, and I think, oh, there's someone with a watch. Wow. But I don't do the watch. And I've had people ask me, hey, do you know what time it is? Or can you look at your watch? It's like, yes, I can look at my cell phone, but I don't have a watch. But the Android watch is a hot thing because it's got all the information there, but you have to have, like, laser vision eyesight if it's that tiny. So I'm definitely an either person, either old school or new school. Beanie Babies versus My Little Pony. My Little Pony is everywhere, whether you're a parent, an uncle, an aunt, a grandparent, or neither, just seeing what's out there. It seems like every little girl has My Little Pony. I don't get My Little Pony versus Beanie Babies, which were collector items, old school, and sometimes still sell for a lot. You can go in antique stores and you see Beanie Babies, but there is, it kind of comes back around again, the Beanie Baby market, and that was a boy-girl thing, man-woman thing. You didn't have to be a kid.
So does that mean that My Little Pony is making a comeback? Because that was popular when I was a kid.
Well, it's making a comeback.
80s.
It's huge.
Okay, because I never went through either stage, but I remember classmates of mine, you know, and my sister having My Little Pony. I remember the cartoon show in the 80s, too, and I never really got into the Beanie Babies. And I guess if My Little Pony, there actually, you know what? There's this group, and if you want to fall into an internet black hole, look up Bronies.
Bronies,
and there's actually a documentary about them. It's a group of, I don't know how old they are, but like 20 to 40-year-old men that are into My Little Ponies. And they have these brony parties, and it's really weird, but kind of fascinating.
God, the image alone, without even seeing that site, yikes. Funny that you should mention the, you know, this black hole. Spice Girls, old school versus Savages, girl band, new school. Girl bands have always been around, and the Savages are nothing like the Spice Girls, but they're pretty hot right now. But the Spice Girls, you know, every single one of them became famous for other things, too. Do you think this band is going to become bigger than the Spice Girls?
Well, here's the deal. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but I have no idea what the Savages are. Is this something I should know about?
They're a headline band. They're your age or probably younger than you.
I've never heard of them.
Because you like boy bands. You don't know girl bands. That's what it is.
That is not true at all.
You have a gender bias.
What kind of music do they... Are they a pop group or rock group?
No, kind of rock punky almost.
I've never heard of them.
Wow.
Ever. Are they on the radio?
They've been everywhere. They were headlined Saturday Night Live. They played Madison Square Garden. They're all over the place.
Well, I guess I'm out of the loop, I guess.
Learn about it. Pick up Rolling Stone magazine once in a while.
Ah, whatever. I was a Spice Girls guy anyways.
Oh, yeah? Which one did you like? Scary Spice?
No. Ginger Spice, Baby Spice. And then, there's Victoria Beckham, Posh Spice. Mm-hmm. Then there's Scary and Sporty. There we go. That's all five of them.
So you like Victoria Beckham?
I wasn't a big... No. I was probably more of the Baby Spice, Ginger Spice person.
Ginger Spice. All right. Sure. Encyclopedia's old school
version. You want to know what? Going back to that, though. If you want to go out on a Friday or Saturday night and you play a Spice Girls song, you will get the place rocking. I've done it before. More so as a joke, but it's also kind of a good time. And... Because everybody knows those songs.
It's true. Everybody knows those songs because you're right. That's 80s.
No, it's not. It's the 90s.
Yeah, but end of the 80s, 90s, early 90s.
No.
Late 90s?
Spice Girls were late 90s.
Late 90s?
Yeah, Spice Girls were like probably 95 to 99.
Oh, our last one was so good, too. Encyclopedias versus Wikipedia.
Obviously, the Internet. The Internet always wins.
I like that. Internet always wins. Yes, indeed. Wikipedia. Ding, ding, ding. But they're always begging for money. They need money.
Well, I need to go use the Internet now to go find out who the Savages are.
Go look up the Savages. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.